It's Friday 21st of April, and this is This Week in Tabletop RPG, brought to you by EN World Live. Cynthia Williams, who has been president of Wizards of the Coast for the last 2 years, will be leaving the company at the end of the month. Hasbro is already looking for someone to step into the role. We receive more details about Vecna, Eve of Ruin this week. The book is scheduled to be released at the end of May. The adventure path features around 40 monsters. The spider dragons are an example of two types of creatures mushed together to be a horrifying combination. So we have a spread of images and a video with game designers Rob and Mackenzie linked on EM World if you'd like to find out more about it. Also, Wizards of the Coast has released a trailer for this adventure, and Vecna is played by Neil Newbon, the voice actor from Astarion in Baldur's Gate 3. And in further Baldur's Gate 3 news, we know that last month, developer Larian Studios revealed that they would not be working on further D&D video games, expansions, or DLC. However, Wizards of the Coast says that a sequel, so Baldur's Gate 4, is very much still on the cards, and that they're seeking a new partner for the project. Paizo has announced Pathfinder War of Immortals meta event, which features the death of a core deity. So the event starts with the release of a book, Pathfinder War of Immortals, which will be coming in October 2024. The book features mythic rules and new classes to the game. Playtesting for the upcoming Guardian and Commander classes will start on April 29th, and you can get involved at paizo.com/Pathfinder Playtest. There's also more details of the Aveta event, with lots of things going on EN World. Also earlier this year, Modiseus announced a new edition of its 2D20 system-powered Star Trek Adventures TTRPG that's going to be launched at Gen Con in August. And this week they unveiled a few more details for us. The new edition, they confirmed, would feature cleaned-up rules presentation, guidance on use of traits, there'd be no challenge dice, there'd be more character options, revised talents, updated advancement and reputation rules, and revised starship rules. You can read the full update on Modiseus' website, and we've got it linked on EN World, of course. Steve Jackson Games released their annual stakeholder report for 2023. So in summary, Steve Jackson Games had a gross revenue of $3.5 million and posted a loss for the year. So one of the challenges cited is that printing and shipping costs haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. You can read the full report on Steve Jackson Games, and we've of course got it linked on EN World as well. If you'd like to hear these stories discussed in more detail, you can listen to Morris's unofficial Tabletop RPG Talk podcast, or you can read all about it at enworld.org. I'm Jessica, and that was This Week in Tabletop RPG.